Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. I have a phenomenal guest with me, Champagne Graves. Champagne has been in business for 6 years and has worked with dozens of women in business to build their startups. Champagne is passionate about empowering women to start with nothing after building her own business, Boldify, in 2018 with an investment of only $20. Thank you so much for being here today, Champagne. It's such a pleasure to have you.
I'm so excited about this, Dr. C. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to dive into your journey, how you got here today. I know there's a lot, but if you could kind of give us in a nutshell how you got here today, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper.
Okay. So it all started with $20. I know that that is a crazy amount to start your business with, but I started out with only $20 and I spent that $20 on a Facebook ad. At the time, my business was a t-shirt line with a mission of supporting women in business. And over time, it has evolved to an education and coaching platform for women building online businesses. But when we first started, we just wore t-shirts with a mission. And I did a really great job of not only telling my story, but letting people know about my mission. And I got a lot of people fired up, so much so that they wanted to invest in my business for free. Now my business is for profit, and I was kind of blown away myself. But I realized that through building relationships, that was going to be my tool to continuing in business. And so I also realized that not everybody had that skill set. And so I have been really passionate about teaching others how to build their business with no money. So, you know, I know that some people may not even have the $20. So I'm really passionate about letting folks know that, hey, you don't have to break the bank or even start a bank to start a business. You just have to build really strong relationships.
You are so speaking my language, because I truly believe relationships is the foundation of anything we do, because it's when somebody gets something, it's not about like sometimes their skill set, it's more about maybe who they know or the relationship they've built. And I think it's just such a strong foundation, creating a community around that and being able to foster those relationships. And I'm curious, because like you said, you had $20 starting t-shirts, but how did you go about that? What did that look like with the Facebook ad and then where it went from there?
Yeah. So to date, I think that this has been one of my most successful Facebook ad campaigns. But basically, I created an introduction video, real grainy. I mean, I look back on that footage now and I'm like, ugh. But, you know, I was really scrappy and I knew what I wanted to put out there. And so it really looked like me being brave and using the tools that I did have. So that was social media, and I used social media to get my story out there. So I did the introduction video. I talked about how I wanted to showcase women in business, women of all shapes and colors. I wanted to really highlight their stories and use the t-shirts as a platform to do so. And so I was just promoting this mission, promoting what I was trying to do. And I was told by a friend of a friend and things like that, that there was a young media company co-led by a woman who was in school for communications and PR. And I got in touch with her and she was really excited about my mission, really excited about what I was doing. And she offered up her media company to do our brand campaign. We went and did the shoot and it was amazing. It went off without a hitch. But the amazing thing that really came from that was the launch party that we had for the business. So within 2 weeks, I put together a launch party. I learned how to get corporate sponsorships. I learned how to partner up with people in order to get the venue, the food taken care of. We had vendors in place. And so really, I just kind of went forward. And the thing that propelled me the most wasn't the education I got, but I got a lot. Wasn't the skill sets, even though I learned so much. It was me being brave and putting myself out there.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. When we just take that step, because we can have all the knowledge, we can have all the relationships, but at the end of the day, it's us like taking that jump or leap into that next step. And I'm curious, because it's such a powerful mission, and I'm all about it. Like, I'm all in on it. But I'm curious, what was the drive to even start a business for yourself?
Well, this isn't my first business. My first business was in health and wellness, but I started in business because I just felt like I wasn't being paid my worth. And so I just felt that there was so much more out there for me if I kind of took my career into my own hands. And I was being told at the time that, you know, you're young, this is what you do, you work your way up the ladder, and, you know, you accept meager pay in order to get to a better position later. But that wasn't something that aligned with me. I didn't believe that. I felt like I was an expert then, like I am an expert now. I am really good at what I do. And I knew that I was giving whoever I was working with a crazy ROI. And so I felt like, why couldn't I do that for myself? It took a few years for me to really work up that kind of confidence. But once when I stepped out, faith and a higher power has really kept me going in this direction.
And I think that's really pivotal too, to understand, because it's not something that happens overnight. Like, we don't make those decisions overnight. Some people do, but I think it's great that you really understood that you weren't aligned with just getting minimal pay to eventually work your way up the corporate ladder. Very similar in that regard. And I think a lot of people listening too have experienced that, where they're like, well, I don't know what I want to do. But then having that confidence to be able to make that jump and leap, what really helped you with that confidence piece before you did decide to start your first business?
Just understanding that the things that I was being recognized for in my job wasn't something that was a stroke of luck. It was a valuable skill set that I could monetize for myself. And so just kind of piecing together these compliments and what I was being told by others, and kind of just really seeing that for myself and absorbing it and believing it for myself really helps me to go ahead and take that leap, because I knew that other people thought that I did well, but it wasn't until I thought that I did well that I was ready to make that move.
And I think that's a big part of it too. When we have that self-belief, it makes that confidence grow stronger, and knowing you have the worth, you have the value, it's all been there. But when you start to really see that for yourself, it makes it not so much a leap, but just a step. And that's like kind of what I hear from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's so incredible what you've been able to accomplish and what you've been able to build, and really helping women in particular to help start a business without a bank account, without any money. And even if you only have $20 to start, and that was your experience, but I think it starts with just knowing your worth and believing in yourself, because everybody can believe in you. But if you're not believing in yourself, it's really hard to take that next step. And as you were starting to build your success with your businesses, what are maybe like one or two client success stories that you could share with us today?
Yeah. So one of my favorite client success stories was working with a local co-working space here. And that co-working space really specialized in uplifting Black entrepreneurs in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so I came up with this idea of 100 Black Entrepreneurs, showcasing the stories, the success stories that came from people working in that co-working space, collaborating, finding and building different relationships. And the co-working space had an expansion plan at the time. They were raising money through a crowd fundraising campaign. And we were able to host an event that brought together not only those 100 entrepreneurs, but 150 more. And we were able to surpass our crowd fundraising goal through that event. And I was really excited about that. And another really awesome client success story is one of my clients that I'm currently working with privately. She is an amazing infertility advocate. And one thing that she's been able to do is create a signature event that has been able to reach women all over the world through an ambassador program. And so we were able to put together a plan so that not only was she going out there and representing the business, but she had people to come alongside her to really double, triple, quadruple that vision and help spread the word and create community in other places in, you know, all over the world. And I think that that's really beautiful. I really enjoyed just talking to these women, coaching these women, and unlocking that confidence within them so that they can go and achieve those dreams that they feel like are ridiculous.
Because at the end of the day, they're not ridiculous. I think if the dreams scare you a little bit, that you're right on track.
Yeah.
But I love that what you've been able to accomplish, but also leading by example and helping others build these massive, amazing communities and being able to reach more people. And that's what I think it's about at the end of the day, because back then, like 20 years ago, there wasn't as much resources. We didn't know as much, but now I think with the internet and social media and being able to bring people together, whether it's in person, which was amazing what you said, like 100 people you were expecting and then an extra 150 people, that's absolutely incredible. But being able to bring people together, whether it's in person or virtually, to really bring awareness to things and knowing that they're not alone. And that's like just what I keep feeling inside when you're saying it. I'm like, yeah, like it's like connection and being able to build those relationships, like what we were first talking about when we started, of understanding how valuable those relationships are and there's room for everybody, but knowing where to go and having that space to really thrive. And that's what you get to do for your clients, which I think is beautiful, of unlocking that confidence that's within. It just maybe needs a little tweaking or a little some guidance, but it's there, and being able to bring that out and be brave and be bold in every decision they make when they're growing, whether it's personally, professionally, their business, every aspect of it. And I'm curious, because you've had so much success, what has been maybe one or two tips as you've gone on this entrepreneurial journey that you've learned?
One of the things that I've learned is that when you truly know who you are and how you are serving people in a unique way, you can partner with anybody to further your vision. Even your biggest competitor, you can really propel yourself by coming alongside somebody. And I think sometimes, especially when we're doing this alone, we put a lot of ego into the day-to-day and the things we choose to participate in. And I feel like if we take our ego out of it, we know how unique we are, then we can partner with anybody and serve a common audience. And another thing that I want to add on to that point is that you kind of have to think about your consumer and who you're trying to reach as a regular person trying to solve a problem. And a lot of the time, people need multiple solutions to actually fix the problem. It may be complicated. They may not need just one solution. And so you can partner up with your competitors. You can partner up with products or services that come alongside to provide a full spectrum solution for these people.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, because it's bringing that unity together, because we're not going to be able to offer everybody everything. And that's okay. We have specialties, we have our unique talents, but we're better together. That's what I always think. Like, there is no competition unless you make it a competition. But when we join forces, it's so much more powerful in being able to move the needle forward. And I think being able to partner with your competitors, I think that's such an important aspect. I was actually just at SolarCon, because I'm in the solar industry, and it's been really interesting because there were so many different vendors there, but people were partnering together, even if they were competitors, because we can't always offer the same thing or in the same state. But going back to like what you do too, and being able to join forces, it just makes it that much more well-rounded as well, I think. And then they might refer other people that know that you're a better fit for them versus taking on a client that maybe doesn't really help serve the client. And I think that's the biggest point, especially just like with how the world works and everything along those lines. And I'm curious, because I know you started your business $20, and I'll keep going back to that because I think that's insane and amazing. but I'm curious, because I know you talked about all the pieces that went into play with the ad and everything. I know you talk about alternative funding. What does that look like? What is that, so people can know?
Okay, so alternative funding is coming outside of traditional things like lending, loans, business credit lines, things like that, and looking at using other people's money to build your business. And so, as well as other people's time. So really looking at your business programs, especially when you're first building your business, there may be like one-time things that you need to do in order to build your business. And that's a perfect opportunity for you to trade services with somebody to build the infrastructure of your business. But that really takes understanding the talent that you bring and how you can also invest that in somebody else's business. And then there are things that people have heard more about, like crowd fundraising, and that can be done in a multitude of ways. But I feel like you shouldn't step into that unless you have a very strong understanding of both your founder's story as well as your business mission. And because crowd fundraising campaigns that have videos behind it that showcase the founder story, that showcase the business mission, they do exponentially better than campaigns that don't.
That's very true, because it's the emotional factor, right? Like, people hear the story, they're like, oh wow, like they can really connect to it versus just writing it down and having it like print versus actually hearing from the person, understanding what's the mission behind whatever they're doing. But I love that you did share that there's so many ways you can go about funding and being able to, whether it's trade services and be able to build upon the business that you're trying to create as well. And so a lot of times when people are trying to find funding or trying to build a business or focus on building a business and doing it, what do you think are some of the obstacles that you had to overcome while you were starting to build your business?
The number one thing was lack of education. Mm-hmm. I don't have a business background. I don't have an MBA. And so I had to learn everything. And because I was starting out with no money, basically, there wasn't anybody that was willing to work with me in a mentorship or coaching role outside of people that really saw my mission. And so although there were people that were investing in my business, it was also up to me to fill those gaps where I couldn't find someone. And so that took a lot of me researching on Google and things like that, because Google is still a really great resource to learn about things. However, it is very convoluted, it's long, and things like that. And so that's one of the reasons why I created the incubator program inside of my business, because I really wanted short, sweet, simple strategy that taught me how to do things in my business. And so really, when you're going about doing these kinds of things, education is so, so important because you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because you don't. Like, at the end of the day, you can be an expert in certain areas, but like you, I don't have a business background, and a lot of people who start their businesses don't have a business background, and they rely on YouTube, Google sources, and being able to have that education. But you're right, there's so much information out there. It's like, well, what's the right step? How do I go about this? So I'm curious if you could talk more about your incubator process and like what that looks like within your business, because I think it's something that's so cool and not talked about as much. Obviously, yours is a little different than others, but I'd love to hear a little bit about it.
Yeah, so it is an 8-step framework with content that is updated annually. And so one aspect of it is that I bring video experts in, someone who charges about 4, 5, even 6 figures, and they are so fired up about what we're trying to do for women that they're willing to basically donate their time. They do get a speaking fee, but it's much, much lower than their market rate. And they're teaching these women the fundamentals of what they do. So whether that's systems, funnels, you know, even things like health, money mindset is huge. You know, we go through so much, and we really are trying to build a journey for these women so that they understand the steps, and it's not this mystery. In addition to that, not only are they getting that education, they're getting the tools to build out those things. So we have a communication course in which we're talking about how to speak to audiences. They get email templates, they get landing page copy creators, they get social media caption calculators. These are tools that we're offering them because we know that it's hard. It's hard. And a lot of these women are fitting in the time to build their business around things like 9 to 5, family, school. And so we really take into account the time that is spent within our program. They get a private Facebook group where they can go, they can vent, and they can even sell to the other members if it's aligned. And last but definitely not least, they get access to an annual pitch competition where they get to start doing things like really honing in and crafting their pitch, understand how to present their financials, understand how to really target that founder story in order to get investment funds for their business.
I love this because I think it's the 8 steps and being able to really have a solid foundation to build upon, because like yourself and so many others, you weren't given like, okay, here's the rule book. This is how, or the handbook, this is how you create a business. But being able to have that support, have a Facebook community too, where there's like-minded individuals. And I think that's what it's about too, because you can feed off each other in such a positive way. And everyone's on the same mission of being able to create something of their own. Obviously it's different what they're creating, but being able to lend in or lean into different people that you know are going to be there to be supportive versus like what we were talking about, the competition piece earlier, it's really that collaborative piece. And I love that. And I love that you've been able to create something like that based off of a need. There's definitely a need for it, but something that you didn't have when you started yours, but being able to really utilize that. And I think that's so powerful. And with everything that you have accomplished, being able to grow a business from nothing and starting with nothing, what were some of, not the challenges, but as you started to grow, did you ever have any fear of success? Because I know there's a lot of fear of failure, but I'm just curious. I don't know if you did or not, but.
Yes, especially when I first started to get my first couple of sales. Mm-hmm. Because I immediately had this thought, okay, they bought it. They're going to hate it. Like I should go contact them and offer something else just to make them feel better about what they purchased. And I really had to let go of that mindset that I was offering something valuable. Like, people really are going to learn something when they buy one of my products, when they enroll in my incubator program. I don't necessarily have to throw the kitchen sink at people. And sometimes that overwhelms them. And so I just had to start really being confident in who I was. And therefore, that allowed me to do things like charge my worth when I was working with my one-to-one clients. I mean, I keep the prices over here reasonable just because it's all about helping women who are starting with small budgets and things like that. But when it comes to my one-to-one marketing work, I charge my worth. And that took me a really long time to build up to the point where I was even comfortable saying where my packages started out.
I appreciate the vulnerability and transparency, because I think that's really important, because I was just curious if you had experienced that, because that's something I experienced too. And I've heard here and there from others, but I love how you were able to handle it too and realize your worth. And, you know, confidence is such a key aspect of what you do for your clients. What are maybe a few golden nuggets when it comes to building your confidence that you had to do that you've helped your clients do as well?
I think that people really underestimate the power of affirmations. Really talking to yourself in a kind way. There is this thought or person that's within all of us that is probably the biggest bully that you've ever dealt with. And that's yourself. And you really need you need to learn how to be soft with yourself. Talk to yourself like a baby. Talk to yourself like someone that you care about the most. And it needs to be authentic. It needs to be genuine. It can't be something where, oh, I'm doing this to market off my list in the morning because I want that clean morning routine aesthetic. It really needs to be spiritual work for you. It really needs to be something that feeds your soul. Like, if you don't have an affirmation that gives you peace after a day of chaos, then it's not strong enough.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that, because I do believe a lot of times affirmations are like, okay, you're exactly right with the like aesthetic of like, okay, check mark, I did it. But like really believing in those and understanding the power of affirmations and how it can really shift things, but doing it, like being present with it versus just like saying it. Or like a lot of times, especially when I was in the therapy world, my clients would be like, I'm not saying that, like, it doesn't, like, I don't believe it. And really understanding things that you do truly believe about yourself. So even on the bad days, you can still believe it and continue to say it. And I think there's just so much confidence that comes from that. And you can see that over time with the consistency, but doing it in a way where it's not just checking it off, but really doing it and being present for it. So I love that that's been your experience and how much it's really helped you, and I'm sure all your clients as well in that regard. And Champagne, I'm so curious, because you have such a huge mission and you've been doing such amazing things in this world. What really drives you every day, like your mission, your why of how you show up every single day?
I want to be the friend, be the mentor, the coach, the person that I needed when I was that girl with $20 in trying to figure it out, that I was just bursting with dreams. When I first started, I was just this huge crier because I had this huge vision in my life and my thoughts about what my life would be. And I just didn't know what it would look like to get there, but I was just so passionate about getting there. And so I do my best to provide empathy for women like that. You know, they don't have all the money in the world, but they have big dreams. And I have come up with this kind of saying where, you know, you may have a limited budget, but you have unlimited dreams.
That's powerful. Just letting that one sink in for a second. Because it's true. It goes back to just not limiting yourself, but having that self-belief, having that confidence in yourself but then also having somebody in your corner that has got your back and is helping you move forward, especially if you didn't have that when you were starting out, but being able to realize that it's available to you. If you want it, it's there. It's just, you got to take action. And eventually you might not know what the future holds, and it gets a little murky sometimes and muddy, and you got to push through it. And eventually you find the light and it allows you to continue to move forward. But Champagne, I've been so enjoying this conversation. You are such a bright light and I love what you're doing. I would love to know, where can people find you, use your services? I'm going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
I think the best kind of way to reach me is through LinkedIn. I'm always on there. You get a glimpse of all the things that I'm doing. And so that is LinkedIn/in/Champagne Graves. And then also the second platform is Instagram. It's at the Champagne Graves. And then I'd love for you to follow Boldify on social media as well. So that's at Boldify. So that's Boldfi. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely link it below so you can just click it and connect with Champagne and see everything she's up to and join the mission she's on as well. Be a part of it. But thank you so much for your beautiful energy today. And again, just what you're doing in this world, it matters so much, especially for women entrepreneurs and people who are just making a difference in the world, just like you. So thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Champagne today? She gave us a lot of insight, and I'm sure she would love to see that comment. And we will see you on the next episode.